Josh, do you want to come on up and fill us in on what you're doing and any questions?
The control system for the HVAC, did you all get the documents that I had given to Lisa?
Yep.
So it kind of lays some of the things out. What the purpose of the control system is to coordinate all the many working parts of the heating and ventilation system. In theory, it should make things more efficiently. It is cutting off cold intake on cold days. It is allowing fresh air intake on hot days. It is controlling the speed of the circulation pumps and the valves opening and closing to either provide heat or reduce heat to different aspects of the building. And there are a lot of different moving parts in the building. I'm top of my head, I think there are probably 250 different things they control in the elementary school alone as far as valves and pumps and things like that. So they do also, it also provides an alarm system if something fails or is not working properly off of a computer screen. You can notify that every morning. I check that in the mornings and see if things are operating properly or if there's something that is not operating properly. Currently, the one at the elementary school is not operating at all. The system, the heating is all working, but the control system is not operating. The hard drive has gone down. Just to replace that server, if you will, would be a number of thousands of dollars. I'm not sure of the number, but you would still not have the upgraded system that we are looking to get. The upgrading system we are looking to get, which is the same that is in the pool, that is currently going to be going into the Nolan Center, is a cloud-based system. I'm not a great computer technically knowledgeable person, but with this, it is going to be more secure as far as hackers. If they were to try to access our computer systems currently, the control system that we have is probably the most vulnerable part of our computer system in the school district. The upgraded system will give us some more protection from that aspect. There was the option of getting a refurbishment for $8,000 per school, but at this point I don't think the refurbishment will get us any farther than knowing that next year we have to make this upgrade anyway. All of these systems are currently non-supported by the Honeywell system. It is a Honeywell component and control system. This is a sole source provider or buy-in that we're getting because Meridian is the Honeywell dealer for Alaska. And since we have everything that is Honeywell already, it would not make sense to switch to a different brand and start over fresh. So that is why we have them as the ones we are going with. I know it's $70,000. This is my first time making a proposal of any sort. So on the cost estimates, I have $45,000 and $25,000. Those are rough numbers. In the proposals from Meridian, those numbers do change. I don't know if that affects what you guys vote on, but it is roughly $800 more than the $70,000.
So, I don't think that'll make a big difference.
This was approved by the school board last night,
okay.
And they did approve the specific numbers that they're doing there.
The $70,800.
It's $25,152 plus $45,754.
That number.
Yeah.
That one.
You give me a pencil. I'll give you a hard number.
Do you want us to tell you that up? I can tell you that
45,752 and what?
$45,754. We're all
doing it.
I can stop doing it.
Yeah, that is here.
I didn't get the other number. Somebody
70,906.
That was $106 off.
Is that right? We should maybe approve up to $71,000.
Yeah. Okay, so we can amend the motion.
amend the motion to do 71, please.
I'd like to amend the motion to approve up to $71,000.
It's been moved. We have seconds.
Second.
Any discussion?
Who seconded that?
Jim.
If you call the Meridian consultant or for maintenance, would you coordinate with the city?
Certainly.
So that
yes. And I've spoken with Dwayne Ballou, I believe it is.
Yeah.
A couple of times in passing, talking about the heating system in both schools. I have walked Kate through the high school and shown her where the heating for the pool is coming from, and where some valves and shut-off valves, because the high school provides heat for the pool. Also with this system, this is a system that the school uses to charge the city for the heat that we provide for the pool. There is a BTU meter that's tied into this system, and sometimes when that goes down, I don't have an accurate number of how many BTUs are getting fed into the pool. So maybe you want that to go down. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I have made estimates and still passed that number on up. I don't know if they're accurate one way or the other.
You're artificially inflating the number. Let's back this down.
But so those are one of the things that goes down on this system. I don't know. And lately I've been informing Kate of the amount of pool energy usage they're using as far as heating usage goes. So she has an idea if there is a higher than usual energy usage, and it all kind of relates back to the heating system of the building.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Patty.
And they have access to the room where the controls are located?
Not my controls, no. They have their own controls that run their own heating and ventilation system. The air handling units themselves are separate. The only thing that the two buildings share is the hot water that is produced at the electric boilers, the oil-fired boilers in the high school, and that hot water is piped down into the pool.
Okay. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any other discussion on the amendment of the motion? Full vote, please.
Okay. Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. And now we're back to the original motion that has been amended. Is there any further discussion on that amended motion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Thank you. Josh, appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. It was enlightening to listen to you guys work professionally. There you go. The first item, well, it seemed like it was a difficult subject.
It was. Thank you, Josh. Okay.
Good evening.
You too. Bye now. Thank you. So we're on to B, resolution number 09-19-1488 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, designating campus board duties to three assembly members for canvassing the results of the regular election to be held on October 1st, 2019.
Move to approve resolution number 09-19-1488. That designates the canvas board for the October 1, 2019 regular borough election.
Second.
We moved and seconded. Any discussion? Kim?
So this is something we do every single year. We have to designate the canvas board by resolution. And this year I have Mayor Prasanka and Assembly Members Powell and DeLong that are going to be the Canvas Board members. And we are setting the Canvas Board meeting to take place on Thursday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. And so the Canvas Board just meets to go over the... They go through the absentee votes, and they also decide if the question ballots are going to be counted based on what the decision by the Division of Elections is, and they also will transfer any faxed ballots to the official ballots and feed them through the machine, and also pull all of the the mailed ballots and the special needs ballots. Those all get put in with the question with the absentee ballots, so those are an automatic count. So. Doesn't take very long, but it's a process.
And can you just remind where this meeting is taking place?
Here.
Okay, right at the chamber.
Right here.
Okay. Any further discussion? Pull vote, please.
Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item C, approval to hold a special assembly meeting to certify the October 1st regular local election.
Move to approve of holding a special assembly meeting on October 7th, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. to certify the results of the regular borough local election.
Second.
Moving to second, I will not be available for that meeting.
So I would actually like to, as I talked about in my clerk's report, see about instead of having it on October the 7th, having that on either later the same day that the Canvas Board meets, so either October 3rd, and I know that you're going to be leaving on the afternoon jet.
I'm on the afternoon jet.
So, but Assemblymember Powell won't be here if we were to do it on Friday. So what I'm looking for is a quorum. I'm going to be leaving on Monday to go to that PIO training, and by ordinance, we have to have the certification of the election within a certain period of time. And so either on Thursday or Friday, Thursday at 5:30 or Friday sometime.
How many people would be available Thursday at 5:30 for a special assembly meeting? I've seen two hands. Three hands. And four hands. Okay.
In the evening at 5:30?
5:30 on
Thursday. On Thursday.
On Thursday
and
the
3rd. And it's quick. It's like 10, 15 minutes.
Can we do a lunch break on Thursday?
We can't because, well, we're doing, because we're having the Canvas.
How long does that take?
That's going to take probably about an hour.
I mean, if we had something like at noon?
It's
if
really.
If you do it at noon, I can be here.
Well, yeah, and the problem is that if the Canvas Board does take a little bit longer, if there's any issue, that's just cutting it way too close.
Okay. Thursday at 5:30 for a special assembly meeting to certify the results of the borough election.
So can I get an amendment?
Yep. We have an amendment.
I move to amend the meeting take place October 4th, Thursday at 5:30 p.m.
October 3rd?
October 3rd.
October
3rd?
Yeah. That's a Thursday.
That's a Thursday. Okay.
It's been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Could we please have a poll vote on the amendment?
Okay. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. So now, any further discussion on the amended motion? Poll vote on the amended motion, please.
Okay. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Moving on to item D, approval of professional services agreement with JB Rewards of $21,750 for the employee compensation and classification study and contingency funding in the amount of $3,250 for a total project budget of $25,000.
I move that we approve the professional services agreement with JB Reward Systems in the amount of $21,750 for the employee compensation and classification study and contingency funding in the amount of $3,250 for a total project budget of $25,000.
We move to have a second.
Second.
We move to seconded. Discussion. I read through it fairly carefully, Lisa. One question that I do have is that we were looking to cost share this with the union. And the union has not made a commitment to cost share with
us. They have not made a commitment yet.
So my question is, if they don't cost share with us, are we compelled to share that data with them?
We are not compelled, but we have agreed to share openly with the public and with the staff.
My question is, as we go into negotiations, if we're paying for this and the union doesn't want to help us out, then I would say the data is sort of held close to the chest as we move forward, and we would be able to release what we want to release and withhold what we want to hold. I just feel like this is, you know, it's a fairly flush union there. It'd be nice if they helped us out with this. It'd be a great negotiating starting point.
I agree.
I guess I would ask Mr. Mayor, if Assemblymember Gilbert could chime in here, because in our committee discussions, we very clearly as a committee said everything would be discussed in open session.
Well, then I guess I'm just a little confused as to why the union would ever contribute. I mean, they get all of our data on the parity of the wages.
Well, and a union member did bring up the possibility of the IBEW contributing. And so I have faith that they will come through with some support for this study. And we approached it with sort of a collaborative type of negotiation approach. And it may very well change. You can go from one negotiating approach to another as terms dictate. So
Okay, just my thought.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, I guess I would add is that this compensation study is for all employees.
I understand.
It's not just for the union employees.
I completely understand.
What this does not preclude the assembly from doing and the negotiating team from doing is meeting in executive session to discuss wage-related issues related to the union contract, because that will change potentially.
I guess I was just hoping that the money might be offset and spread, because it is to the benefit also of the union.
It certainly
is. Negotiation. And so it'd be nice if they shared in some of that with the assembly or with the borough.
And these costs are
very real to us, and we know the negotiations for this borough is prohibitive. So I'm just saying, I just kind of felt like if it's a sincere collaborative effort, it'd be nice if they collaborated by helping to pay some.
In my initial conversations with their regional person, he said they've actually never done anything like this before. And he said it's not to say that they wouldn't. They needed to consider it. But one of his concerns is that they have X number of bargaining units that they represent all over the state. And if they do this, perhaps it's precedent setting, and the expectation would be that they assist with all of them, and that would be a considerable cost to them. Just relaying that information. We're considering it, but these are some of the things we have to take into consideration.
And had I heard that argument, I would have countered with, you will use our salary and wage scale to negotiate with other communities in the same size.
They have also offered to provide information that they have, a wage information that they have from all of their bargaining units to us as well.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the only question I had. I'm sorry, the other question I had actually was, I did ask about the references.
And we did not check references, but that's because the entity is known to us, having done a previous salary study, and Assemblymember Gilbert is very familiar with him.
He did salary schedule for the hospital and for the city.
Okay, great. Any other discussion? Any questions? Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
No.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. We're now moving on to E, resolution number 09-19-1489 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the general fund by transferring $25,000 from the general fund reserves to the administration professional services account for the employee compensation study and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 09-19-1489.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
No.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item G, approval to use $240,000 of the State of Alaska Hospital Grant for construction of the pharmacy in the new Wrangell Medical Center campus. And it fails. No.
Move to approve resolution number 09-19-148.
Oh, no.
Was that the wrong one?
No.
Oh,
it was
13G.
It's now 13H.
Oh, that's right.
Move to approve use of $250,000 of the State of Alaska Hospital Grant for construction of the pharmacy in the new Wrangell Medical Center campus.
Okay, it's been moved and it's seconded from Patty. Discussion. Lisa, would you speak to this, please?
Sure. I had a conversation with Dan Neumeister a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was now, and one of the things that he mentioned to me is that they were having some cost overruns on the hospital, and that specifically they were having to remove the pharmacy from the new campus and a couple of other things. And I hung up the phone with him, and Joyce came into my office and said, I'd like to talk to you about this hospital grant. And I went, Dan, call me back immediately. And so Dan called me back, and I said, hey, we have some unspent hospital grant funds, and I'm wondering if you might be able to use those. And he said, why, yes, we will. And let me get back to you on that. And so the money that is set aside, we have $567,000 in change remaining on this grant. It has to be used for hospital construction and accoutrements associated with that, so fixtures and other things. I got in touch with the grant administrators and asked if inclusion, construction of the pharmacy within the building would be allowed, and fixtures and other things, as Dan has suggested, that we might use some of the additional funding for. The answer was yes. I also specifically asked the question if there was any way we could have the grant amended to be used to assist us in the demolition of the existing hospital, and the answer was a resounding no. And so the reason I did that is if it would have been at all possible for us to do that, not that I would want to take money from the construction of the new hospital, but we will desperately need as much as we can to demolish the old building, and I wanted to be able to reserve that for our needs if possible. But because that is not the case, my recommendation is that my wholeheartedly high recommendation is that we use this money to assist in the construction of the new hospital in those areas where they're having cost overruns. And I think this is a great partnership effort for us to be able to use those grant funds. The grant is scheduled to expire on June 30th of 2020, but if we are showing forward progress in use of the grant and construction, we have the potential to be able to expend that or to extend the date. So I have no doubt that we'll be able to show that.
It would be so nice to have that pharmacy in the hospital on that steep hill. But
a couple of questions. We had some cost overruns with the attorneys concerning the purchase agreement that we had with Search, and you were going to go to the granting agency
all
and make
those
sure
been,
those
all
were
those
all
paid.
Paid.
We've been paid for all of that stuff.
Okay, and we don't have those attorneys still on retainer, do we?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We we closed out with them after a portion of November of last year.
Okay, and then my second question is, Search will be responsible for accounting to the granting agency the use of these funds?
They will be responsible to accounting to us, and we will submit the invoices to the granting agency for reimbursement. Actually, what Search will do is send us a bill for this amount. We will remit a check. We will and all of the invoices associated with that construction will be attached to it. And then we will submit those to the granting agency, get the money, and then we'll remit a check to Search.
Okay. Minus any administrative fees, correct?
There are no we have the ability to charge administrative fees, but we have not for this. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Unlike DOT, we don't charge administrative.
Yeah. Well, this will be moving the present Search pharmacy from where it is now up to the hospital.
Correct.
Yeah, when they had the cost overruns, they were looking at ways of value engineering. I love that term, which means cutting things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made the decision to move the pharmacy back out. But it is, I know I have picked up two patients at the bottom of that hill, little old folks that have slid all the way down trying to walk to the pharmacy.
I've helped a gentleman.
It's not for trying to put down gravel and stuff, but it's just really tough for people to get there. So if they can be in the hospital, that can
help a guy in a motorized wheelchair that was high center trying to get up there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it's my truck almost gets high center.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion on that one?
I just have a quick question about will that building then be empty, and to Search own the building?
Search owns that building, yes.
Okay, so they'll utilize it how they want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the city.
Okay. And it's not the whole building, it's just that small lower portion where the pharmacy's at.
Mm-hmm. Full vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. I'd like to commend Lisa for thinking of that. I think that was really helpful and shows great collaboration, so thank you. Okay, we're on to H, resolution number 09191490 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the CIP fund by accepting the remaining funds from the State of Alaska Hospital Grant in the amount of $567,340.47 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution 09-19-1490.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to give us a recap on this?
Right. So, for whatever reason, this grant was never accepted into the budget ever. And so we are accepting the remaining amount of the grant funds so that then we have it in the budget and we can expend that money.
Okay.
Anyway, why it wasn't accepted, I don't know the answer to that question, but it is now if you guys approve this.
So pretty much a housekeeping issue.
Exactly, an accounting housekeeping issue.
Okay, any other questions or discussion? We'll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. A letter I, approval of the alternative fourth quarter assembly meeting schedule.
Move to approve alternate fourth quarter assembly meeting schedule.
It's been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Kim, do you want to just walk us through that?
Well, this is Lisa's item, but...
Oh, sorry. I used to put on scheduling with you. We'll let you take it.
I know. Well, so there are going to be in October, we would have had a meeting on October 8th and then the 22nd, but there's going to be quite a few people gone on the 8th and also on the 27th, I think you're going to be gone. Right?
So if we were to reschedule the meetings from the 8th and 22nd to the 15th and the 30th,
I don't think 29. We had it on the 30th.
We didn't, but if we were to do that, because we have an extra week in November, the problem is that I have a wedding to attend at the end of the month in Minneapolis, and so I would not be available. So we're asking for one meeting in October, one meeting in November because of the AML conference, and then in December we only have one scheduled meeting normally. And the second, if we were to have a second meeting, it would be on Christmas Eve, and I don't think anybody's showing up for that.
Okay, well, I think so, we just need to remain open to the possibility of a
special meeting. Yep.
I just want to, if I can, so in November we usually cancel one of the meetings because of AML, so that's something we've done for 10 plus years. And then, and by our code, we only have one meeting scheduled for December. We don't have one in this, that the second meeting.
So just to revamp, we will now have the proposal is to have a meeting on Tuesday the 15th. Mm-hmm. No longer will we have a meeting on Tuesday the 22nd.
Correct.
We would have a meeting on November 12th. Mm-hmm. No meeting on November 26th. Mm-hmm. One meeting on December 10th.
And
no meeting on Christmas Eve.
And no meeting on October 8th.
On October 8th, right, sorry, October 8th is removed as well.
And I will publish this. So okay. We will have one meeting in October, one meeting in November, one meeting in December.
Is it?
The November 12th, is that before AML?
It is.
It is before.
Okay, so that we can do our online sales tax
ordinance.
David? If we change this, I will not be here October 15th or the 10th of December.
Okay.
The November 12th, I'll be fine. I don't know if that makes a difference on any meeting missing, but...
Well, we'll work at it. And again, just if you need special meetings, because we can't have business shut down for sure.
Right, absolutely.
But this is, it's a busy time the fall, so... Mm-hmm. Any further discussion on that?
You guys know me. I never hesitate to call a special meeting if it's necessary.
All right. Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members DeLong?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 14 is the attorney's file. It's available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session, specifically mill property purchase update. The recommended motion for going into executive session.
I move pursuant to AS44.62.310 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters in which the immediate knowledge would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically legal tactics and strategies, i.e. litigation with merit.
No, that's the wrong one.
The update to the proposal. And the proposal of the mill property.
Sorry, just clarification purposes. That was a little Do we get that, Kim?
Yeah, we've got specifically the update to the proposed purchase of the mill site property.
And I would like to invite the borough manager to sit in on this discussion.
Perfect.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, we are going to recess at 9:00.
Full vote.
Oh, sorry, poll vote.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Mayor Prasanta?
Yes. We're going to recess at 9:04. Night, Caleb. Go get some sleep. All right.
Okay.
Can we make sure this mic's